Good evening, and thank you for having me here again tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about SenseSpace and the SenseSpace File Transfer Wizard. What is SenseSpace? SenseSpace is a website that allows you to send and receive files that are bigger than what you could typically send through email accounts. As you know, email accounts are limited on transfer sizes of attachments, generally just to a few megabytes. Some of the services now allow maybe 10 to 15 megabytes at a time for email attachments, but in a lot of instances, this is not enough for you to send certain things that you'd want to send. What SenseSpace allows you to do is it allows you to up and download files as large as 300 megabytes per file. And you can send these back and forth to people instead of using email attachments. There are different types of SenseSpace accounts. You can use the service for free with limitations. The daily limits for a free user are 1 gigabyte a day, and your download transfer rate is limited to 50K per second. If you join as a SenseSpace Max user, you get more privileges. You get unlimited storage times on files. A free user, I believe, only has a 7-day limit, and then the file gets deleted. But if you're a paid member, a SenseSpace Max member, those limits don't apply. You can put as much as you want up on SenseSpace, and it's left there as long as you're a member. Download limits per day are increased to 4 gigs. And the transfer limit is essentially whatever your computer can download at. I haven't really seen any real attempts by SenseSpace to, have any limits in place for the paid members. You know, I can download at my maximum rate here, and others I know that have faster download rates than I do can download at their maximum limits as well. The SenseSpace Wizard for free members, I believe, is limited that you can only use it to upload with and not download with, I believe, if I read that right. You know, SenseSpace Max users, you know, you can do everything you want, you know, up and download with the wizard, just as I was showing you here. There is a SenseSpace Pro, and one of the things it allows you to do is put passwords on your files, you know, and couple other things. I'm not sure what else, but those are the basic differences between what a free user on SenseSpace can do and what a SenseSpace Max user can do. Using the SenseSpace Wizard. Okay, what we're going to talk about now is how you go about using the SenseSpace Wizard to transfer files either from SenseSpace down to your PC or from your PC up to SenseSpace.
Alt tab, SenseSpace Wizard 1.1.44 beta uploads, 00 active at 0.00 KB/sdownloads, 0, SenseSpace Wizard 1.1.44 beta uploads, 00 active at 0.0.
Okay, we'll silence that. The SenseSpace Wizard can be downloaded from SenseSpace, which is www.sendspace.com, sendspace.com. And it's a very small utility. You won't have any trouble downloading it. It's very easy to install, so I'm not going to cover installation. Basically, there's just a couple of steps once you download it. Basically, you can just, you know, go to next each time and select that. There's no real options you have to set in the installer. Once you get the program installed and you're running it, and that's where we're at right now, I'm going to just take you through some of the options that you can set.
Menu bar, file F.
Menus are very simple on this program. In the file menu,
menu, file menu, new connection, dot, 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 control, plus N, unavailable, N.
You set a new connection, and that's if you're not connected.
Disconnect, dot, 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 control, plus D, D.
And you can disconnect if you're connected.
Exit, alt, plus X, X.
And we have an exit. And that's all there is in that menu.
Escape, menu bar, file F. Options, O.
Okay, in the options menu, this is where we can set things up.
Menu, options menu, preferences, dot, 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 F10, P.
And we'll go into the preferences, and this is probably where you'll want to go as soon as you download the program and start using it.
Enter, menu bar, leaving menus, user preferences, dialog, user, password, OK button.
And we'll tab around here.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, max upload speed 0 equals unlimited edit spin box 0.
Okay, in this first dialog, they're asking you things about your connection. And this is...
max upload speed 0 equals unlimited edit spin box.
The maximum upload speed defaults to 0. 0 is unlimited. You can change these rates for various reasons. Say they're, you know, using up all your bandwidth and you need to do some other things while the wizard is downloading or uploading. You can change these to limit how fast the transfer utility is going.
Tab, max download speed 0 equals unlimited edit spin box 0.
Here's the download speed. You can adjust this. Again, it defaults to unlimited.
Tab, use proxy checkbox not checked.
And if you're using a proxy server, which most people are not, you can check that.
Tab, list view, connections.
Okay. That's our connections list view if we arrow down.
Connections, connections.
Here's our connections list dialog.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, max upload speed 0 equals unlimited edit spin box 0.
Okay, that's where we were.
Shift, shift, tab, OK button, shift, tab, list view, connections, account, account.
Okay, we'll go to account.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button. Tab, username, edit, Jarman 928.
And here's where we set our username and password.
Tab, always remember my password, checkbox checked. Tab, password, password edit, star, star, star.
And it defaults to remembering your password if you don't want it to remember your password and you want to have to log in every time the wizard is ran, just uncheck the remember password button.
Tab, automatically log in on startup if last login was successful, checkbox checked. Tab, send me an email when the file upload is finished, checkbox not checked.
If you want to be sent an email every time you complete an upload, you can check this box here.
Tab, list view, account.
Okay.
Transfers.
Okay, we'll go to the transfers now.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, use current open folder for uploads, checkbox checked.
Okay, what this is doing is, if this is checked, it'll use the last folder you used for uploads. So if you have an area that you use consistently, you know, you can leave this box checked and it will always use that folder when you run the wizard.
Tab, use current open folder for downloads, checkbox checked.
Same thing for downloads on SynSpace. If you've got folders set up and you use a particular one, you can have it remembered here.
Tab, start queued files automatically, checkbox checked.
What this does is when you tell the wizard you want to upload something or download something, it gets queued. And if this is checked, it will automatically start downloading or uploading. If you don't want this to occur and you want to select, I guess, multiple files and do multiple things before you tell it to start, you can uncheck this button.
Tab, resume next file on file transfer completion, checkbox checked.
Okay.
Tab, when the destination file already exists, combo box, auto resume. Shift tab. Resume next file on file transfer completion checkbox checked. Tab. When the destination file already exists. Combo box. Auto resume.
Okay, this is if you you have a file that's broken. Let's say you started a download or an upload and it didn't finish. If it sees it the next time you go to upload, excuse me, if it sees it again the next time you go to up or download, this allows you to resume. You have a couple choices here.
Ask.
It'll ask you what you want to do.
Never resume.
Never resume.
Ask. Auto resume.
Or auto resume. And the default is auto resume, and that's probably where you want to leave it.
Tab. Automatically clear successful transfers from queue checkbox checked.
And this just tells the wizard once something is done to clear it out of the queue, and that's default. That's probably what you want to leave that at.
Tab. Show extended options when adding file to upload queue checkbox checked.
Okay, and I'm not sure what that does.
Tab. Max simultaneous uploads. Edit spin box 1.
Okay, here's where you can determine how many uploads or downloads you want to do at a time. The default is a maximum of one upload at a time. If you have a really fast connection, you know, you can set this to 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever.
Tab. Max simultaneous downloads. Edit spin box 2.
Downloads is set to 2 at a time. And depending on your connection, you might set that to 1 or you might set that higher than 2.
Tab. When all uploads are completed. Combo box. Do nothing.
Okay. You have a choice here. Once your uploads are completed, what you want to do, the default is do nothing.
Close the wizard.
You can also tell it to close the wizard.
Restart computer.
Restart the computer.
Shut down the computer.
Shut down the computer.
Restart. Close, do nothing.
And the default, as I said, is do nothing. That's probably where you want to leave it.
Tab, when all downloads are completed. Combo box, do nothing.
Same thing here. Once the downloads are completed, what do you want to do? Default is do nothing.
Close the wizard.
And same thing, close wizard.
Restart computer.
Restart computer.
Shut down computer.
And shut down computer.
Close, do nothing.
And we'll leave that there.
Tab, associate send space // links to the wizard button.
It will ask you to do this automatically the first time it's run, and I went ahead and did that. It just does whatever the wizard needs to do to associate links to it.
Tab, list view, transfers. Sound events, sound events.
Okay, we've got a sound events.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, enable sounds, checkbox checked.
You can enable or disable sound events for the wizard. By default, it is disabled, and here I've just enabled it just to show you what it will do.
Tab. Select an event to change its associated sound. List box. Not selected. Transfer finished.
And we can associate a sound here with an event.
Transfer finished.
Here's transfer finished.
Tab. Button.
And this is the play button. It just says button, but I know it's the play button.
Space.
Transfer complete.
And there's the sound associated with it.
Tab. Button.
And I believe that's the browse button.
Tab. Select an event to change its associated sound. Edit. Send space.
You know, in case you wanted to do something other than just the few ones it has, you could browse.
Send space wizard transfer finished dot wav. Send space wizard transfer finished dot wav.
Okay, and there's the actual sound.
Send space wizard transfer finished dot wav. Tab. Browse button.
Oh, there's the browse button. Sorry.
Tab. List view. Sound events. Tab, okay, but tab, tab, enable sounds, checkbox, tab, select an event to change, transfer failed.
And the only other one we have is the transfer failed, because those are the only events that you'll have in the wizard, is it either finished correctly or it didn't.
Tab, button.
And we'll play that.
Space.
Transfer has failed.
And that's real simple.
Tab, button.
See what this button is, just for the heck of it.
Space. Button.
Okay.
Shift, tab, button. Space.
Transfer has failed.
Okay.
Tab. Button.
Not sure what that button does.
Tab. Select an event to change its associated sound. Edit. I'll send space wizard transfer error dot wav. Tab. Browse button.
There's our browse button, and
space.
If we hit that...
User preferences dialog. Select a sound file for this event dialog. File name. Edit combo. Transfer error.wav. Shift-tab. Folder view list view. Not selected. Transfer error.wav.
And if you wanted to change it, you could go through the browse, and we're not going to do that.
Escape. Send space wizard 1.1 tab. List view. Sound events. Tab. OK button. Shift-tab. G-tweaks. G-tweaks.
Okay, this is GUI tweaks for the wizard.
Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Minimize the application when clicking the close button. Checkbox not checked.
And you can change how the wizard handles when you minimize it or close it.
Minimize the application when clicking the close button. Checkbox not checked.
By default, if you close it, you close it. You can check this button here, or this checkbox here, and when you close it, it will be minimized to the system tray.
Tab. Show wizard icon in the system tray. Checkbox checked.
And you can tell it whether or not to show the icon in the system tray.
Tab. Minimize the application to system tray. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, now if you decide to minimize it, you can tell it to go to the tray or not to the tray. And the default is...
Minimize the application to system tray. Checkbox not checked.
That's not checked either.
Tab. MS Shell DLG2. 8 button.
Now, there's a bunch of buttons here, and I can't determine what they do.
JAWS to PC. Account. Choose the font for the application. MS Shell DLG2. 8 button.
Oh, okay. It's the font. And I'm using the JAWS cursor here because you can't tell just tapping.
Transfers. Choose the colors for the transfer list items. Sound events. Downloads. Sound events. Choose the colors for the transfer list items. Transfers. Choose the font for the application. MS Shell DLG account. Not check, not check. Minimize the application. The system tray checkbox not checked.
Okay, and it's just a few things there. Fonts and colors.
PC.
Now go back to the PC cursor.
Tab button.
And you just see buttons again.
Tab button. Tab button.
So this part is a little hard to use, and I would suggest just leaving the GUI tweaks alone for the most part.
Tab button. Tab button. Tab button.
Because clearly there are a bunch of buttons here, and clearly the JAWS cursor didn't identify all of it.
Tab list view. B tweaks. Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, space, list view, BGZ009.MP32.72MB.
Okay. So that is all of the options.
Menu bar, file F, options O.
We'll go back to the options menu.
Menu, options menu, preferences, .F10P.
And we just covered the preferences.
Account info, .F12A.
Is the account info. Let me see what this does.
Enter menu bar. Leaving menus. Account info dialog. Logged in as Rarman928 associated email. Rekarmanets global.net account type. Max account valid until 4/30/2009 7:39:48 p.m. bandwidth left. 4.00 GB disk space used. 47.97 MB disk space left. Unlimited max points. 0. OK button.
Okay, and what that does is give you information about your account status. And some of that is important since you have download limits daily, and you might want to keep tabs on those, and that's an easy way to do it. Okay, we'll click OK.
Space, list view, BGZ009, help, 8, options, menu, account info, focus, submenu, O.
Okay, and here's our focus submenu.
Local file view, alt, plus F1, L. Remote file view, alt, plus F2, R.
Now, these shortcuts can come in handy because in order to get around the wizard, you have to tab, and there are quite a few buttons and boxes, so you could use these shortcuts in order to select focus.
Local file view alt plus F1, L.
The local file is the files on your computer.
Local file view alt plus F1.
That's alt F1.
Remote file view alt plus F2, R.
Alt F2 is the remote files. That's the files on SimSpace.
Transfers alt plus T.
Okay, I believe that's your transfer window.
Transfers alt plus T.
And that's alt T.
Download field alt plus D.
Alt D takes you to the download field.
Local file view alt plus F1 L.
Okay, and we've come back around.
Focus submenu O. Preferences .F10P.
Okay, and that's all there is in that menu.
Escape menu bar options O. Help H. Menu, help menu, about... A.
And we got our about.
Show change log, S.
And that's just changes to different versions of the program.
Send feedback, F.
I sent feedback to SendSpace about the wizard.
Show FAQ F1, S.
And here's the FAQ for the wizard. You can also download a PDF file along with the wizard that gives you some basic instructions on how to use it. It is accessible enough to read. You don't obviously see the graphics for the screenshots of the wizard, but there is enough information in the file that will help you use it. And again, that is accessible.
About dot 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 A.
And we've wrapped around.
Escape menu bar help H. Escape leaving menus list view BGZ009.MP32.72MB.
Okay, and that is everything in the menus, and it covers the preferences and everything. So let's tab around the wizard, and I'll show you what it looks like.
BGZ009.MP32.72MB2 of 8.
Okay, we are apparently in the local window.
Tab, refresh current folder view button.
And if you manually add things to the folder, say from my computer or Windows Explorer, and you come back to the wizard, you'll want to click
refresh current folder view button.
The refresh current folder view button to get it to accurately show the files that you've either deleted or added. You know, if you're not doing it through here, and I typically don't because it's faster to do it through my computer.
Tab, go to home folder button.
Go to home folder. We'll take you by default to the account users My Documents folder.
Tab, switch the browser view button.
You can switch browser views, but I really, from what I messed around here with, didn't see any need to do that. I would leave this alone. You can play with it if you want, but I just leave it in this view.
Tab, list view, BGZ029.MP3.
Okay, this is the remote site list view, and I have a file setting here, and only one. And so this is where you would see the files that are setting out on SendSpace.
Tab, transfer list box.
Here's your transfer list box.
Tab, list view.
And this, I believe, is the queue list.
Tab, send space URL, edit.
Okay. Here we have a field for the send space URL, and what this allows you to do is if, say, somebody sends you an email with the download URL in it, you can paste it here and have the wizard download it for you instead of just clicking on the link and using the website to do it. And typically one good reason why you would do that is the wizard has the ability to resume on broken links, whereas the files, the website itself doesn't.
Tab, add this file to download from SendSpace button.
Okay, and here's a button allowing you to add a file to download.
Tab, add multiple files to download from SendSpace button.
Here's the multiple files. And I believe these are all for that URL. I haven't used this. I typically just use the list views, and I'll show you in a minute how to up and download through there and add folders and things like that.
Tab, go to the parent folder button.
Okay, and I believe this will take you to the parent folder on SendSpace.
Tab, refresh current folder view button.
And again, a refresh current folder view on, I believe this is for the remote window.
Tab, go to home folder button.
Okay.
Tab, go to the desktop folder button.
And we're wrapping back around.
Tab, go to the user documents folder button.
And that'll take you to the user documents, which is the same thing essentially as the My Documents.
Tab, open the folder browser button.
You can open a folder browser button if you want to look elsewhere for something.
Tab, switch the browser view button.
And there's our switch browser view.
Tab, list view, BGZ009.MP32.72MB.
Okay, and we've wrapped back around. One of the things I've noticed with the SendSpace wizard is once you get to certain spots as you're tabbing, you can't shift tab and go backwards always. I'll show you.
Tab, refresh curve tab, go to home tab, switch tab, list view, BGZ029.mp3.
Okay, we're in the remote window here.
Shift tab, switch the browse, shift tab, go to home, full shift tab, refresh current, shift tab, list view, BGZ0, tab, send space U, tab, add this file to download from send space button.
Okay, let's try from here.
Shift tab, send space URL, edit, shift tab, list view, shift tab, shift tab.
There. Once you get past that send space URL, you can't shift tab back, you have to tab around. Yeah, and that's kind of weird, and I've also noticed if you alt tab in and out of it, sometimes it will get stuck and you have to alt tab in and out of it again to get the focus right, but it's generally not a problem and I haven't had any severe problems with it. All right, well, now what I'm going to show you with the wizard is how to upload and download files to and from SendSpace, and I'm going to show you how to set up folders on SendSpace to hold different types of documents.
Tab, SendSpace URL, edit. Tab, add to tab, tab, go to the desk tab, go to the use tab, open the folder browser tab, switch the browser tab, list view, BGZ009.mp3 2.72 MB.
Okay, you've probably noticed by now that these windows don't identify themselves easily as to what they are. And if you use the JAWS cursor, you're really not going to get any good feedback, and I'll show you.
JAWS to PC. Dot, dot. Blank. 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 Dot, 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 tooltip. Dot, dot, tooltip. Dot, dot, tooltip. Z023.mp33.62mbg. Dot, dot. File name, header bar size, header bar BGZ029.m. Dot, dot. Blank. Blank.
See, you're not even getting much of anything from the JAWS cursor.
PC. BGZ009.mp32.72.
So the easiest way to do this, if you get confused and you're not sure where you're at, you can hit your application key.
Applications, context menu, N, new folder, control plus F, N.
And we get some options in the up and download windows. And
upload F8, U.
You could tell this is the upload window just simply by having the upload option in it. So you know this is the local window on your PC.
Rename F2, R. Delete LD. Properties Alt plus Enter P. Refresh F5, R. New folder Control plus F, N.
So those are your options. We'll escape out of that.
Escape, leaving menus, list tab, refresh current tab, go to home tab, switch the browser view but tab, list view, BGZ029.mp3.
And I know this is my SendSpace remote window, but if you didn't know for sure, you can hit your app key on it.
Applications, context menu, N. New folder Control plus F, N.
And we can create new folders.
Download F7D.
And you get a download here, so you know this is obviously the SendSpace window.
Copy link location control plus LC.
This will allow you to copy a download link of a file you're selecting from SendSpace to the clipboard, so you can put it in an email.
Rename F2R. Cut control plus XC. Paste control plus V unavailable. Delete LD. Properties Alt plus Enter P.
Properties kind of comes in handy on the download side because
Enter, leaving menus, properties dialog, OK button. Properties dialog, name, edit, BGZ029.mp3, description, edit, password, edit, file size, 11.57 MB, times downloaded, 0, OK button, cancel button.
And the nice little piece of information you get there is how many times it's been downloaded. So you can kind of keep tabs on how many times any particular file has been downloaded that way.
Space, list view, BGZ029.m, tab, transfers list box.
Okay, transfers, I don't know if they...
Applications.
Yeah, you don't get any app key for the transfers.
Tab, list view.
And this is the queue.
Applications.
And you don't get anything there either.
Tab, send space URL, edit.
Okay.
Tab, add this file to download from SendSpace button. Tab, add multiple files to tab. Go to the parent tab. Refresh current folder view tab. Go to home folder button. Tab, go to the desktop folder button. Tab, go to the user documents tab. Open the folder browse tab. Switch the browser view button.
And let's try, instead of tabbing around here, let's just do an Alt F1.
Alt 1.
Oops. Alt.
Alt F1. List view. BGZ009.mp32.72mb. BGZ023.mp33.62mb.
Okay, and that took us right to the upload window. And if you do an Alt F2,
Alt F2, list view, BGZ029.mp3.
And that's our send space window. So you might want to use those instead of just tabbing around. Okay, while we're in the send space window, I'm going to show you, we're going to create a couple folders here because I'm going to send files to different places. So
applications, context menu, D, new folder, control plus F, enter, leaving menus, new folder dialog, enter a new folder name, edit.
And I'm going to call this audio.
A, U, D, I, O, enter, list view, BGZ029.mp3, not audio, audio, BGZ0, audio.
There, now you can see we have an audio folder.
Audio 1 of 2, BGZ029.mp3.
And I'm going to create a couple more folders here.
Applications, context menu, N, new folder, control plus F, N, enter, leaving menus, new folder dialog, enter a new folder name, edit. P-R-O-G-R-A-M-S, enter, list view, BGZ02, programs, audio, programs, BGZ029. Applications, context menu, enter, leaving menus, new folder dialog, enter a new folder name, D-O-C-U-M-E-N-T-S, enter, list view, BGZ, programs, documents, audio.
Okay, so now we have these folders.
Doc program, BGZ029.mp3.
And I'm going to delete that. I don't need that file any longer.
Applications, context menu, D, new folder, refresh up, send properties, I'll delete L, D. Enter, leaving menus, confirm action dialog. You are about to delete one or more files or folders. Are you sure? OK button.
And I'll just hit the OK. Otherwise, you can just escape.
Tab, cancel button.
Or go to cancel.
Tab, OK button, space, list view, BGZ029. Documents, audio, document, programs.
OK. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send some files up.
Doc, audio.
And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to the audio folder.
Enter. Dot, dot.
And
dot, dot, one of one.
The dot, dot is how we go backwards, or you can use your backspace to navigate back to the home folder.
Shift tab. Switch the browser view button.
Okay, we're going to go Alt F1.
Alt F1. List view. Not selected. Dot, dot. Dot, dot. BGZ009.mp3 2.72 MB.
Okay, we're going to select a couple of files here to upload. Say somebody wanted a couple of my podcasts. This is how I would send them if I was going to use SendSpace.
BGZ023.mp3 3.62 MB. BGZ009.mp3 2.7.
You can either send them one at a time, or you can just select like you normally would with, you know, your shift up and down arrow to select multiple files, or control space to select non-sequential files.
BGZ023.mp3.
Or you can just simply right-click on a single file and upload it, or you can hit enter on a single file and upload it. So we've selected two files here, and I'm going to hit my application key.
Applications, context menu, N, new folder, control plus upload F8, U.
And I'm going to upload these.
Enter, leaving menus, properties, dialog, name, see documents and settings, rate my documents, send space demo, BGZ009.mp3, OK button. Tab, cancel button.
And then you have the option here to accept this or cancel it.
Tab, description, edit. Tab, password, edit. Tab, recipient's email, edit. Tab, open address book button. Tab, apply this description and password to all the transfers added in this group, checkbox not checked.
Okay, and this is if you wanted to send it.
Tab, don't show this dialog again, can be re-enabled in preferences, checkbox not checked. Tab, okay button.
Okay, we're just going to simply accept this.
Space, properties, dialog, name, see documents and settings, rate my documents, send space demo, BGZ023.mp3, okay button.
And the same thing here, we're just going to take the okay.
Space, list view, BGZ023.mp3 3.62 MB. Tab, go to the previous folder and tab, show backwards history button. Tab, go to the parent folder button.
I think it's Alt-D to go to the download queue. Is it Alt-U to go to the upload queue?
Alt-U.
Oops.
Menu, op, help, a, op, met, account, focus, local file, remote file, transfers, Alt plus T, T.
Alt-T, transfers.
Download field, Alt plus D, D.
And, okay, and downloads is D, so.
Transfers, Alt plus enter, menu bar, leaving menus, list view, not selected, BGZ009.mp3, uploading 2.72 MB, 2.67 MB, 98.33%, 68 KB/S4606, not selected, BGZ023.mp3, connecting 3.62 MB, 06. Not selected BGZ023.mp3 connecting 3.62 MB06. Not selected BG tab. Send space U.
Now, if you leave your cursor in that
Shift tab, list view, not selected BGZ023.mp3 uploading 3.62 MB 1.67 MB 46.14% 71 KB/S24 sex 28 sex. Not selected BGZ023.mp tab, send space U.
So you want to tab out of there, but that's giving you your status information on the up and download, how much percentage complete, the rate it's sending or receiving at, and how long it's going to take.
Shift tab, list view, not selected BGZ023.mp3 uploading 3.62 MB 3.31 MB 91.
And it completed.
File name, header bar, status, header bar, size, header bar, track.
Okay, so let's go to our remote window.
Alt 2, list view. Alt F2, list view, dot dot. BGZ009.mp3.
Okay.
BGZ023.mp3.
And these files are now up on SendSpace in our audio folder.
BG dot dot.
Go back a level now.
Enter. Audio. Documents.
And let's say I want to send some documents up.
Enter.
We'll go into our documents folder on SendSpace that we created.
Dot dot.
And we'll Alt F1.
Alt F1. List view. BGZ023.mp3 3.6 GW scripts v1.57.x338 KB.
Okay, let's
see. HP talking microwave 87,108 manual.txt 34 KB.
Yeah, let's say somebody wanted the microwave talking to the talking microwave text file.
Control space, not selected HP talk control space, HP talking microwave 87,108 manual.txt 34 KB.
For the Hamilton Beach talking microwave.
Not selected JFW10.zip 971KB control space JFW10.zip 971KB.
Okay, and there's a JAWS 10 documentation in text format. And we'll send these up real quick. So, hit our app key.
Applications, upload F8, U. Enter, leaving menus, properties dialog, name, see documents and settings, rate my space,
okay.
Properties dialog, name,
and
space,
okay.
List view, JF.
And transfer complete.
And these will be so quick that we won't even get a chance to go to our transfer window, I don't think.
Alt, list view, not selected, JFW10.zip uploading 971KB672.
And it's complete. So we'll go back to the SendSpace window by doing Alt F2.
Alt F2, list view, dot dot. HB talking microwave 87, JFW10.dot.
And now we have those files in the documents section.
HB talk JFW10H dot dot. Enter. Loading dot dot dot. Not selected audio 1 of 3 audio. Documents. Programs.
And one more.
Enter.
We'll go into programs. And we'll go back up to the local.
Alt F1, list view, JFW10.zip 9, LCISO creator.zip.
And we're going to send just a couple little programs up.
Control space, not select control space, LCIS, not selected HD talk, not selected GW control space, GW scripts v1.57.x338KB.
And we'll hit our app key.
Applications, upload F8, U.
And you can also do an F8 there as well.
Enter, leaving menus, properties dialog, name, see documents, space,
okay.
Properties dialog, name,
hit
space,
okay.
List view, GW scripts v1.57.x338KB.
Transfer complete.
And both of those transferred just that quick.
Alt F2, list view, not selected, dot dot, dot dot, GW scripts v, LCIS, GW, dot dot.
Okay.
Enter. Audio. Documents, programs.
So that is essentially how you upload to SendSpace and how you create folders. So covered both those steps in one thing. All right. Now what I'm going to show you is some options for downloading using the wizard.
Documents, audio.
Okay, now what we're going to do here is, say I want to
documents, audio,
send somebody something. These are just my SendSpace files, but say I wanted to send one of you some of my podcasts.
Enter. .bgz009.mp3.
Okay, what I can do here is I can hit my app key on this file.
Applications, context menu, and new folder control, download F7D.
I can either download this back to the computer.
Copy link location control plus LC.
I can copy this link of this file to the clipboard.
Rename F2, cut control, paste control plus V on of delete LD. Properties alt plus enter key. Send file link control plus ES.
Or I can send the file link to somebody, just like SendSpace does when somebody sends you the email that they've uploaded something for you at SendSpace. So if we go here.
Enter, leaving menus, send the link dialog, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, recipient email addresses, comma, separated, edit.
Okay, so I'm going to send this to somebody, and in this case, it's just going to be myself.
RICK8ARMON@SBCGLOBAL.net.
And if you wanted to put more addresses here, you'd do a semicolon and the next address and so on and so on.
Tab, open address book button.
Or you can open your address book, select from there.
Tab, message optional edit. HICOMMA SPACE AE SPACE OE SPACE O SPACE M Y SPACE P O D C A S T S SPACE R SPACE Y U SPACE O SPACE L I S E N SPACE O.
Okay, and there's, we can put an optional message.
Tab, OK button.
And simply click on OK.
Space, list view, BGZ009.mp3.
All right, so now we'll go to email.
Windows M, desktop, O, Outlook, enter. List view, Outlook,
And we'll get some email here.
Unread, Jerry Weitschbrit, unread, Jerry Bright, unread, Yahoo, groups note, unread, send space, you have been sent a file, file name, bgz009.mp312/15/2008-208pm.
And there's our email.
Enter. From send space, subject, you have been sent a file, file name, bgz009.mp3, one link, send space file delivery notification, you've got a file called bgz009.mp3, 3 MB waiting for download at sendspace.com, your email address was provided by rickarman@global.net. The sender adds the following message, hi, here is one of my podcasts for you to listen to, you can use the following link to retrieve your file, link http://blank. Link http://www.sendspace.com/file/z0141w.
And then there's the link to download it. So if I, you know, wanted to send that podcast to somebody, I would simply go through all that and send them the link. Now, let's say I want to download something that somebody sends me. Let's pretend that this email was sent to me by somebody. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this link.
Link http.
We'll copy it.
Escape, list view, Outlook.
We'll get out of there.
Alt F4. Alt tab, send space wizard 1.1.44 beta uploads. 00 active at 0. Blank. Tab. Tab.
Oops.
Alt tab, gold way. Alt tab, send space wizard 1.1 tab. Add this file to download from send space button.
And it got stuck there.
Shift tab, send space URL, edit.
Okay, if I wanted to download something from a link that somebody sent me, you know, not download something that's in my SendSpace account, but, you know, download something that, say, one of you sent me through SendSpace, I would take that link that I copied and I would paste it here.
SendSpace URL, edit http://www.sendspace.com/file/z0141w. Tab, add this file to download from SendSpace button.
And we'd click here.
Space. Tab, add multiple files to download from tab, go to the parent folder button.
Transfer complete.
And we didn't even have enough time to go look, but the transfer already completed. It was that quick. My downloads are real quick here.
Tab, refresh current folder view button. Tab, go to home folder button. Tab, go to the desktop folder button. Tab, go to the user documents folder button. Tab, open the folder browser button. tab, switch the browser tab, list view, not selected, dot dot, dot dot, bgz0091.mp3 2.72 MB, dot dot, bgz0091.mp3 2.72 MB.
And there's where it downloaded. The download will automatically go to your local folder. So before you do this, you may want to set the local folder to the appropriate location. Where mine went is where I was uploading from. And
BGZ0091.mp3 2.72 MB2 of 9.
And where that said BGZ0091. MP3, that's actually BGZ009(1), which means the file was already there, and this is just a, you know, a copy of it.
BGZ009.mp3 2.72.
See, there's the original. So, you know, actually before you do the transfer, you probably want to set your local folder appropriately. But it's just that simple. And that's how you can take something that you've uploaded to your SendSpace account and send it to somebody else, and how you can take a link from an email that somebody has sent you with the SendSpace link in it, and how you can download that file to your computer.
Tab, go to the previous folder and history button.
Okay. And that's pretty much all there is to it.
Alt F2, list view, BGZ009.mp3.
In order to do things either on the local computer or up on SendSpace, say you want to delete something or rename something, you can just simply
BGZ023.mp3.
You can just simply select it. If you want to delete it, you can hit your delete key. Or you can go through your apps key.
Applications, context menu, D, new folder control, download F7, D, copy link location, control plus L, C, rename F2, R.
You could rename it here.
Cut control plus X, C, paste control, delete L, D.
And you can use cut and paste to move them around.
Properties, Alt, delete L, D.
And there's delete, so.
Enter, leaving menus, confirm action dialog. You are about to delete one or more files or folders. Are you sure? OK button.
And you'll be asked for confirmation on the delete, and we'll just cancel out of this.
Escape, but, list view, BGZ.
And I'm just basically showing you that, you know, maintenance is essentially the same as you would just do on your computer. You know, delete is delete, renames F2. You can copy and paste and move things around from folder to folder, you know, either on your computer or on the SendSpace side. And that's about it. It's all that simple to use. It's very accessible for the most part, as you can see. Not too hard to use. And that completes this section of the demonstration. All right, that completes this demonstration. And I will be happy now to take any of your questions about the site or how to use the wizard.
Yeah, hi, this is Terry from Hartford, Connecticut. Now, I'm assuming that this SendSpace is a multiple download and upload web-based server, or whatever you can upload or download files. So what's the advantage of doing that instead of, you know, like emailing the link or whatever it is to your local, just using your email client like Outlook or Outlook Express? And is this free for anybody, and what's the cost for buying it? And again, what's the advantage of having such?
Okay, I'll try to answer that. It is a multiple file type of website where you can up and download multiple files at a time. The reason you would use it is your email clients don't have the capability to send attachments that are more than, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 megabytes in size. So if you had something you needed to send to somebody, say that was 100 meg, 150 meg, you know, up to 300 meg, which is the send space limit, you could do so. You don't have this capability through your email clients. There are no ISPs out there that are allowing those types of file limits. The service is basically free. You can use it for free all you want. Like I said earlier, the limitations are you can only download it about 50K a second, which is, you know, not too bad, but relatively slow these days. And you can only download 1 gigabyte per day, whereas if you're a max user, you can download 4 gigabytes a day, and you have no download speed limitations. Price, basically it starts out at about $12 a month, I believe, and gets cheaper if you buy larger chunks, like 2 months, 3 months, 6 months at a time.
What's the web address?
www.sendspace.com. That's www.sendspace.com.
Okay, excuse me, I was knocked out here or whatever I did. Glad you're all here. If anybody has a text chat question, hit F8, write your question, and enter. Your name will come up next to it, so don't worry. And let's see if anybody else has questions. Rick did a great job there, as he always does. So let's see if we have other questions, please.
I had a question in reference to the wizard. I have tried many times to actually upload some files to SendSpace. I have a pro account, not SendSpace Max, but a SendSpace pro account, and I use the SendSpace wizard to upload large quantities of files. Now, the upload to SendSpace option that was actually in my context menu when you hit your applications key is no longer present after they released a certain update. I don't know if this has been mentioned. I was in and out of the room. I was just curious to know if that was if there's an alternative way of actually uploading to the site, because I've never actually done it. I do it a complicated way where I go to the folder that I want to upload, if it's a larger, it's like a folder, for example, and I copy the entire folder and I put it in my documents, or what I'll do is I will put it in my in a folder, because what I can do is when I'm in the wizard, I can just tab until it says go to the user documents folder, then I can just simply upload it from there. But it doesn't seem to. You know, that's obviously not an effective way of doing it. That's a long way of doing it, and it's a way that I discovered. I just was curious if there was another way that you figured out to do that, because ever since they've updated the SendSpace wizard, you know, the menu option, at least on my computer, I haven't seen it on anything else, but at least on my computer, it's gone.
Okay, let's see how Rick responds to that, please.
Hey, let me look here real quick. I'm trying to look on my computer now and see if I have the option here, so hang on just 1 second, please.
Remember, this is archived on Tech Talk in a few days. You can go up there and get this down, take some notes. He did a very thorough job on the wizard.
I was just checking here, and in my computer, on the version I'm running here, which I just downloaded last month, I believe it's current, I do have the option when I hit the app key on a file, and it says upload to SendSpace, so not real sure what's going on there on your end.
I'm a SendSpace member, and I just want to say that was a wonderful presentation. I learned stuff that I didn't even know about there.
In reference to the SendSpace wizard thing, the wizard version, as far as I can see, that version is not actually current, because I have another... I'm sorry. The version I have is not... is a more current version. That's nice. They hang up on me. The version I have is... was just updated about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, so I don't know if that's quite current, but it's a current version as far as I can see.
Okay, well, I'm not sure then. I downloaded mine for the review, which I recorded in about the 10th or 11th of December, I believe. So, not sure what's going on there.
Okay, thank you. I was just a little curious because it struck me as sort of odd.
This is Pam Drake in Visalia, California. I have a strange issue, and I don't know if you've ever heard anything about this, and after hearing your very, very excellent presentation, I am going to go back to preferences and see if the problem is there. I have been working on my system with no particular intention of sending anything to SendSpace at the moment, and all of a sudden I get a message saying, Wizard cannot upload, blah, 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 file is empty. Well, I didn't intend to upload anything to SendSpace, hello? So, is there anything maybe I need to disconnect or change in my options? This is so weird, I've almost been a little bit afraid to mess with the upload since then. I've downloaded, I haven't used the Wizard because of this, but if you have any thoughts, I'd appreciate them, Rick.
No, I really don't have any thoughts there. That is unusual. When I've used the Wizard here, I haven't had any of those kinds of problems. You basically have to feed it something to upload and then tell it to upload before anything like that will happen. So I'm not real sure what's going on there, but it sounds really weird since it says empty file. So it's like it's doing something on its own, but I don't know of anything in the preferences at all that would do anything there.
It's a folder that I had it had downloaded from once, and I actually did upload from it, and I must have deleted it, but it's up there. It's up there on its site, minding its own business, and this is just so out of weirdness that, in fact, I do have a premium account, and I really like it. I really do. But this was just a little confounded, but thank you.
Well, now my phone's going off, but... I would try to make sure you got anything in the queue, Mike.
That's what I was thinking of. Maybe there's something in the queue, but I don't know any more than that. Okay, any other questions, please? I believe John Novato put up the website, Terry, for SendSpace. At least I see it up there, and thank you. Any other questions?
Yes, one more from me, and then I'll shut my mouth. I had a question in reference also to the Wizard. What happens is when I'm in a folder and I want to go to a different folder, if I say I want to go to the home folder and I hit Alt+F2 to get to the folder, because that's how I learned to do it, it will not go to that folder. If I hit Enter and then I hit Alt+F2, it will not let me get to that folder. It's just absolutely strange. And I was just curious if anybody knew what's going on in reference to that. Because, oh my God, they never stop. I'm so sorry. Just because I was...
Okay, let's see if we can get you an answer while your phone's ringing. It'll be recorded anyway, so you'll get this.
Not sure. That's really strange. When you hit the home folder, you should go back to the, I believe, the My Documents on the local, and I guess to the root on SendSpace. I guess you could use your backspace navigation keys when you get into either list view. You know, you could hit your backspace key and go up a level and then go up a level and see what happens. But, you know, it's kind of weird, too.
If you're talking about in the local and remote list views, backspace and Alt+F clearly don't work. Somebody probably ought to mention that to them. Maybe I should email them, because I bet they would be interested in knowing that.
You just did, and that's fine, Aaron. Okay, any other questions, please? On any text chat up there that I missed, or I'd let you do it anyway.
Nothing.
Thank you. Any other questions at this time? Well, Rick, I think this is one you have to hear a few times and take some thorough notes, but I've certainly learned about the Wizard. I don't have it, but I think I'm going to do that. I just use the... you know, the regular 300 MB things or whatever it is. But this was just great. Let's see if we have any more questions. I want to give everybody an opportunity here. Any other questions, please? Well, first of all, let me, on behalf of Accessible World, Rick, thank you once again for an outstanding job. Rick does a lot of things for us, and he's kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. You know, he just does a good job every time we ask him to do something, and we want to really thank you a great deal. And I know Pat wants to make a comment too, if she will. So let's give our founder, Pat Price, a shot at this.
I certainly do appreciate it. It's been an excellent tutorial. And as Bob said, it's one you need to study, and you'll find it on our archives. And I apologize for my laryngitis. So take care, and thank you so much, Rick, for a great job.
Okay, well, thanks. I hope you get better soon, Pat. You sound terrible there. It was fun doing this. I learned a lot, too. I've never used the wizard before this review either, so I was always doing it the way you do it, Bob, with just the links and just, you know, manually uploading and stuff. But the wizard is very nice, and hopefully I explained it well to everybody. Either I explained it real well and it's just sinking into people, or I didn't explain it well at all. I'm not sure, but we didn't get very many questions. But thanks for having me again.
I think you explained it real well, and it's still sinking into some people.
I think you're right. And, of course, Rick runs blindgeekzone.com. I'll let him, maybe I missed a dash or something in there, but that's terrific, loaded with good stuff. Tutorials, things of this nature. So Rick is an excellent teacher. Rick, did I say it the way it is, or I know we have a lot of dashes in there before.
That's one of the addresses you can use. The actual address is www.blind-geek-zone.net, but you can also use blindgeekzone.com with no dashes, and you can use blindgeekzone.net with no dashes. By the way, the review will be up there in the audio section sometime later tonight for anybody that wants to download it from there, as well as the Accessible World archive area.
I must comment, by the way, on your website. Very excellent website. I've visited it many times, and I'm on your mailing list as well.
Very good. Glad to hear that. Now, next week, we're going to have Peter Prossia talk about the Pocket PT or whatever, the new Plextalk. Peter Prossia will be talking to us next week. I'll repeat this. About the Plextalk 2, PT2, Pocket PT2, and we're really excited about that. That's a fairly new product, and we'll be bringing it to you. And also, for those who love to read, love literature, I'm going to give a commercial tomorrow at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern. We have a real live author conducting her first discussion group meeting, Nan Hawthorne, who writes in medieval literature. She's a great lady. She's written a book or two already, and they are very good. And it'll be in the Accessible World Auditorium. So we hope you'll come by and have a lively discussion with her. She's a really neat lady. You're welcome to talk all night if you wish. Pat always says the door is open here, and you guys can talk about issues that you're concerned with. And we thank you so much for coming.